SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, penelitian baru dari Monash University telah mengidentifikasi wilayah pemerintah lokal Australia dengan tingkat serangan jantung tertinggi dan tingkat CPR pengamat terendah. Para ahli mengatakan hal ini memerlukan pendekatan pendidikan yang ditargetkan karena kelangsungan hidup akan berlipat ganda ketika CPR diberikan oleh orang yang berada di dekatnya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News. Setiap tahun, ribuan warga Australia mengalami serangan jantung di luar rumah sakit, di mana jantung korban berhenti berdetak tanpa peringatan sebelumnya. Kondisi ini menyerang sekitar 26.000 orang setiap tahunnya, dan 95% di antaranya meninggal sebelum mereka mencapai rumah sakit. Namun, data dari St. John's Ambulance Australia menunjukkan tingkat kelangsungan hidup dapat meningkat sebanyak 75%, jika tindakan pencegahan seperti resusitasi jantung paru atau CPR dilakukan sejak dini. Para ahli mengatakan kuncinya adalah program pendidikan yang tepat sasaran, terutama di wilayah yang paling membutuhkannya. Namun bagaimana kita mengetahui wilayah mana di Australia yang memerlukan bantuan? Profesor Janet Bray dari Universitas Monash adalah penulis senior dari penelitian itu.
So what we did was we mapped every cardiac arrest that's attended by paramedics across Australia to their local government area, and then we looked at the rates of incidents in these local government areas as well as rates of bystander CPR for a witness cardiac arrest, so when someone sees someone collapse. And what we've found is we've been able to identify regions with high rates of incidents and low rates of bystander CPR. And this is important because now what we can do is go into these LGAs and provide some public education to try and improve bystander CPR, but as well as try and reduce the incidence of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in these regions.
60 daerah pemerintah lokal atau LGA yang berisiko tinggi telah diidentifikasi dengan total populasi 1,17 juta, terutama di New South Wales. Ini biasanya merupakan wilayah regional yang terpencil. Ini merupakan wilayah-wilayah regional yang terpencil selain 2 LGA di Adelaide dan 2 di Perth. Profesor Bray mengatakan ada beberapa karakteristik umum yang diamati pada kasus-kasus di lokasi itu.
We found that those that had a higher incidence rates tended to have higher rates of cardiovascular disease, risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. They tended to be an older population, they tended to be low socioeconomic status, and they tended to have a lower level of education compared to regions with lower incidence.
Penelitian ini menganalisis data dari tahun 2017 hingga 2019 dengan menerapkan model matematika dan teknik pemetaan. Penelitian ini mengamati tingkat pelatihan CPR dibandingkan dengan CPR pengamat dan menemukan bahwa wilayah yang memiliki tingkat CPR pengamat yang rendah cenderung tidak memiliki atau memiliki tingkat yang lebih rendah dari populasi yang pernah menerima pelatihan CPR dalam bentuk apapun. Profesor Bray mengatakan, pendidikan sangat penting untuk meningkatkan hasil dan membuat masyarakat merespons dengan lebih baik.
You don't need to go and do a formal CPR class to know how to do CPR. You can watch a 5-minute video on YouTube. All you need to know is that if someone has collapsed, you need to check if they're responding. If they're not responding, you need to see if they're breathing or if they're not breathing normally. And if those two things are happening, then you need to start chest core triple zero and start chest compressions. And chest compressions are not complicated. All you need to do is put one hand on top of the other over the breastbone and push hard and fast. It's that simple. And the 000 call taker will give you instructions on how to do this as well down the phone, but it's much easier to get that information if you know what you're doing.
Bagi mereka yang menganggap ide melakukan CPR menakutkan, ahli jantung Dr. Rashid Bashir yang berbasis di Victoria mengatakan prosesnya dapat dipecah menjadi 7 langkah.
If I just summarize the 7 steps, is we call them doctors A, B, C, D, which is DRS. And then A, B, C, D. So that's just an acronym if people can remember that.
D berarti danger atau bahaya, menilai situasi dan memastikan bahwa area tersebut aman. R singkatan dari response, selalu periksa respon orang tersebut. S adalah singkatan dari send, kirim bantuan. A adalah singkatan dari airway, buka mulut orang tersebut dan periksa potensi penghalangannya, seperti makanan. B adalah singkatan dari breathing, periksa pernafasan mereka. C adalah singkatan dari CPR, dan D singkatan dari defibrillator.
I mean, obviously this is pretty rapid. You don't waste time on, you know, spending 10 minutes on assessing the danger and responsiveness. It happens very quickly. So within a few seconds, you have to assess these things. And then shout for help. If there's passerby or anyone else that's around, you ask them to help. Mainly help is to call 000 while you are, you know, attending the person. The whole point of doing a CPR is to get help so that the life can be sustained until a definitive treatment can be started.
Cardiac arrest atau jantung yang berhenti berbeda dengan serangan jantung. Profesor Gary Jennings adalah seorang ahli jantung dan kepala penasihat medis di Heart Foundation.
The cardiac arrest is when the heart stops, and it can stop for any reason. One of the most common causes is, of course, a heart attack, but not all heart attacks are associated with cardiac arrest, and it's the end stage of just about any form of serious illness that leads to death. So out of hospital cardiac arrest is when somebody obviously collapses from a cardiac arrest in a non-medical setting, and that's where we know that CPR and early access to defibrillation and using and calling 000 is what the most effective measures are.
Terkait pemberian CPR, Profesor Bray mencatat ada beberapa hambatan dalam pendidikan.
So what we did was we did a survey with the Heart Foundation across Australia of the Australian public, and we found that those who were born overseas were less likely to have CPR training compared to those who were born in Australia.
Dr. Bashir yang baru-baru ini merekam video instruksi untuk SBS Hindi mengatakan banyak sumber yang tersedia.
So resources are everywhere. I mean, it's on the internet. If you happen to be on Cardiac Society website or Heart Foundation website or all these ambulances, you know, I'm pretty sure St. John Ambulance does a lot of courses, a lot of ambulance services and paramedics that do CPR courses. So the information is available everywhere. There's small charts, you can save it on your phone as well. And they are available in all languages, really, because obviously Melbourne or Australia is a very cosmopolitan sort of society.
Namun meskipun ada akronim dan beberapa tempat kerja menyediakan kursus penyegaran tahunan, masih ada keraguan dalam melakukan CPR. Profesor Breit berharap penelitian ini dapat membuka jalan bagi inisiatif baru seperti melatih guru dan siswa sekolah menengah secara rutin.
We are doing a program at the moment where we're teaching teachers to teach CPR in schools in Victoria, and that's a pilot program which we're going to take to the federal government and hopefully get that built into the curriculum so that every child will receive CPR training in every year of high school, so that it will become ingrained in their brains like riding a bike.
Dan satu hal yang sangat penting sehubungan dengan serangan jantung dan intervensi orang lain adalah waktu.
A person in cardiac arrest is basically dying. You cannot hurt them any more than what they are already. So any attempt is better than nothing at all. The chance of surviving without bystander CPR is extremely low. So we really need to push the message that it is a simple thing to do. You cannot cause harm to the person. We have laws in Australia that when you intervene to help someone in an emergency that they can't sue you. So there's no reason not to act.
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai serangan jantung yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.